All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting for December 21st, 2022. And we'll begin tonight with a call to order.
Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Can we also have an explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 21st, 2022 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence, Exhibit A, staff report for each case, Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case, Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your Board of Adjustment governing statutes are as follows. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. All right, so let's do a review and action on the October 19th, 2022 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review that? And if so, do we have a motion?
I've reviewed, and I would move to approve them in their current form.
All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. So tonight, before we begin, if you guys don't mind, if y'all sign to speak, if y'all stand up and raise your right hand, I'll swear y'all in. All right. Y'all promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
Excellent. Thank you. Y'all can see it. All right. We'll begin tonight with 22-008V with Robert and Jessica Bruce.
Okay, Robert Bruce is seeking a variance from the provisions of section 010.020, which are the R1 density and dimensional standards setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant is seeking a 3-foot back property line setback, which is 7 feet less than the required 10 feet, to allow for construction of a 26 by 10 foot deck 3 feet from the back property line. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is 85.6 feet by 60 feet in size. It is lot 37 in the Spring Meadows subdivision with a single-family home on it built in 2006. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 22008V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a back setback of 3 feet for construction of a deck. Two, a residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is Snap Cemetery on Highway 76. Your Cross Creek area is just right over in here. This is the Spring Meadows subdivision. And the house is highlighted. Everybody kind of got their bearings. Zooming in on the home, it's a corner lot. Here's just a little drawing that I put on there to simulate what we're talking about as far as the deck on the back. And these don't have the property lines, so I put an arrow on the house. And you can see there's a concrete pad already there. And then we have those high lines that aren't on that property line, but he'll be able to stay out of the easement part of that high line with that variance if approved. So the deck would go above that concrete pad to access the second floor. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant, unless you had any other questions for me.
Nope. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Robert Bruce, basically just looking to build a, like Scott said, a 26 by 10 deck, and just seeking y'all's approval for a 3 foot variance. I really don't know what else to bring to you guys at this moment. I'll take any questions you guys have or concerns, anything like that.
Scott, can you go back to that picture before that one real quick? Okay. So just so I had a clear understanding.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of questions.
That's great.
So you're looking to build a second story deck like in the neighbor, right?
Just, yeah.
And then you're just going to, I guess, put a door up there because there's not a door.
Yeah,
already.
Basically okay. Those two middle set doors right there, the windows,
yeah.
Middle windows, we just turn that into a door.
Perfect. And then what's the dimensions of your concrete pad?
That is 8. I know it's out 8 feet. Width, I don't know.
So this
I know it's 8 feet out, so it's just 2 feet past
two
that.
2 feet past, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that very similar to your neighbor?
It looks the like deck it's little, size?
Yeah.
Yeah, except we're looking at doing a concrete slab down low. Sorry, concrete slab down low instead of a deck down low in a sense. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
And yeah. So you're going to widen the concrete slab you have now another 2 feet. What you're telling me.
Yeah, widen it 2 feet away from the house, and then all we would do then is just run that deck the length of the house is what we would do, and then run the deck itself 26 feet, because I know we have to keep a certain distance away from that power line as well for Liberty. So I contacted them, and they said we have to keep at least 10 feet away from them, they said.
Have you snuck over and measured how far out the neighbor's decks are? Are those 8 feet as well?
Those are 10. That's a 10-foot deck there on that person's, but their house is a little bit set back.
Okay.
A little closer to the street.
Yeah.
In the front.
Yeah.
So that the neighbor does meet the setback requirements currently. Is that what we're saying?
Sounds like.
Yeah. Okay.
Just by quick view, isn't that what you kind of thought?
Not necessarily. I think they have to be 10 feet since it's connected to the house.
Variance, and that's only 2 foot.
So see, they're in the same line. So.
I asked Mike. Can I chime in on that real quick?
Looks about 6 feet.
Our neighbor, the deck you're talking about.
Yeah.
He had that house before my house, and the guy behind him had his house built.
So he just probably did.
And he actually owned my lot before.
So it's about 6 feet, not...
Yeah, because, see, that measures almost 13, which equates to the 10-foot deck, and that
right.
leaves three.
So he's
and that other one's 6 feet.
Yeah.
So when I was 10, when I was reviewing this, from what I could tell, that's on the neighbor behind you. That's on a side that he probably doesn't really use. That's on the west side of his property. Mm-hmm. But if I could tell, is your backyard level several feet higher than the neighboring, the people behind you? It is.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you talk to that neighbor, do they support your deck? They're fine with it?
Josh does, yes, sir. I don't have any written approval for that, but yes, sir, I've talked to him.
So you're going to put a retaining wall up high enough that the concrete slab is flat?
Yes. Yeah.
Scott, have we granted any other variances to your knowledge in this area?
You know, I should have looked, but not on my watch, not for the 12 years I've been here. That was mostly all built out. There were some variances granted for front setbacks on the subdivision behind it. I can't remember the name of it, where you drive all through this one. Because of the slope on the back, they moved the houses closer to the front. There was a number of variances given there.
So
back in here, along this side right here.
Your original application requested 4 feet, but then now it's changed to 3 feet. What changed?
I think just my math was all it was. Okay. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know if I was if I was 14 feet away from the property line or 13. I don't know what the actual. Well, I just know I would like to have have a 10-foot deck out from the house, and so whatever the difference was between the property line and that. Well,
I went out and measured.
It's about 3 feet.
And when he did the application, it was a little bit of time after I had met with him out there. And then when he sent it in, it was 4. So I ended up calling saying, hey, well, I remember 3. You need to change the size of your deck. And he said, no. Well, I'll need to change it to 3 then.
Yeah, that was my fault. I just didn't know if it was actually a 3 or 4. Okay. I was looking for a 10-foot. Whatever the difference was the variance I was asking for.
It happens. That's understandable. Yeah. Well, the big concerns I had, a couple concerns I had was the power line, but you're saying we're clear of the power line.
Mm-hmm. Can I walk up there to show you where
please,
the deck
yeah.
is?
Show us, anything you want.
Yeah, just the deck, it would start at the corner of this house here, and it would come right to, that's our spigot, and it would go right to that way, so that's
right
there.
To there.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
And we'd steer clear. From the corner of that deck where it'd be built to that power line, it's at least 10 feet.
Again, tell me how wide the concrete pad is.
That's an 8-foot.
So it's going to be 2 feet higher than that.
Yeah, just 2 feet past that would be the how far out it came.
You know, and normally our setbacks, you know, are in place for the protection of the neighbors and things like that, you know. This is kind of a unique situation just simply because your house is a higher elevation. It happens to be on a side that probably won't ever affect. They'd have to go up the hill anyways to kind of get up to their property line. So, I mean, it really.
They have no entrance on the side of their house, do they, out of their garage, the neighbor?
No. Let's see. Here's a good picture of their whole side of their garage.
That's considerably higher elevation.
Considerably higher.
I don't think it's up that window. I mean, you're going to be staring right down into their window, whatever that is. I mean, I would guess by the size of it and the location and maybe a bathroom or something like that.
That's his kitchen.
Oh, is it?
That's his kitchen window. So
he's still going to be looking at the house next door. Out that window, he's just going to be looking at the door.
Well, he'd still be looking, even if it was, he'd be looking at if it was 2 foot narrower.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was thinking about privacy from the
neighbors
looking down into it.
Gotcha. Okay. You guys have any more questions?
The kitchen's a lot better than the bathroom.
Yes. You guys have any more questions for him?
So, Bruce, did you just have a baby?
2 months ago, man.
Okay, 2 months ago.
So, yeah, that all happened. I was, you know, hospital, all that fun stuff. So, sorry about missing that last one. Thank you.
Okay, we'll know it was. Is anybody else here speaking on behalf or against this project? That's pretty easy. Man. It's like Twilight Zone. All right.
I don't see a problem with this because of the other deck, and it's kind of haphazardly set the way the houses are kind of set at an angle around. And I don't really feel the kitchen window is going to be a real problem as far as looking into it. If they're looking in it, they're going to be almost looking right inside the sink, you know. I'm going to have to make a motion to accept this application as written.
Okay. Do everybody second that?
I second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Okay, so when you get ready, you come in and get your residential building permit with Presley, and we'll put this variance on that permit and come out. And
awesome.
You all right?
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate
it.
Yep. Have a good night.
Yeah.
All right, next up is 22-011V.
Okay, you have Laventil Harrisonville, LLC, represented by Eric Franz. seeking a variance from the provisions of section 019.060, which is the seat.